You guys release this report every year, the 2024 edition of the annual homicide report, and it's interesting to kind of like follow the trends year after year, things that kind of stay the same, new developments. I mean, when it comes to this most recent report, were there any big standouts or big takeaways from you guys from the report that really kind of stood out to you?
You know, this one, you notice that the report has 110 and 11 of them are family homicides. And so the 99 DV homicides, aside from the 11, that's the highest that we have ever had. And so it's alarming, and it is it's sad. I think this is the consequence of a systemic failure. We have our programs being impacted with budget cuts, and they are losing their staffs, and yet DV is not lessening, and so there's still a demand for services. You know, there are homicide. We noticed that there have been this increase in homicides, like domestic violence, homicide, suicides, where the harm doer takes the life of the victim and themselves, and they're mostly men. In fact, 77% of the harm doers were men. And we are, I would say that there's also this energy around the movement where our funding is being threatened, not only through the budget cuts, and also the federal government created these provisions. They called them otoscope activities that said that we had to follow them. And they were things that really attacked the human beings that we serve and their personhood. And so, for example, it said that we couldn't talk about DV and gender outside of the binary, right? So they have to be a man and a woman. It couldn't be transgender or anything like that. They called it gender ideology. They put more restrictions on our relationship with law enforcement, saying that we couldn't talk about domestic violence as a social justice issue. It had to be talked about as a criminal justice issue. And with that, we needed to increase our efforts in working with law enforcement. And these are all the things. There's another one, no illegal DEI. We don't know what that is. You know, they are so vague and so against everything, our mission, our visions, our values, that it was really hard. It was hard. And so, you know, this is something that we're fighting. We are part of 17 coalitions across the country that have filed lawsuits, one against OVW and one against HUD and HHS. And that's because of those otoscope activities that they have stated we needed to certify.
And you mentioned the highest number of homicides since you guys started reporting the data, the issues that you're facing from the federal government. I mean, for you personally, there at End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin, what kind of just motivates you to keep going? Because I can imagine it can be very frustrating and stressful at times to feel like you're doing good work, and you are doing good work. I want to highlight some of that a little bit later, but then to kind of see some of these issues still pop up.
Sean, we're a movement, and movements are kind of like outliers who are making sure that people are aware of the issue. And so we have to exist. And I don't see myself not being a part of it just because it's hard. There are still people who are dying, and more people will die. And I have this level of expertise, my colleagues and I do, and we want to continue to serve because we want to turn this around. We don't want people dying. We want people to be aware of what domestic violence is and how what role they can play in it. And so it doesn't feel like an option. It never felt like a no, it's not even a notion in my brain to say I can't do this anymore. It's like, okay, we tried it this way, now what? And that's it.
Yeah, and I know, like I mentioned, still are continuing to do great work in all parts of the state. I mean, I want to highlight some of that stuff. It could be hard to, look at the numbers and like I said, the issues with the federal government and focus on the negative. But a lot of great work that you guys are still doing, and it's still being done. Why don't you tell us about some of the things that are kind of highlights for you as far as work that's being done across the state to kind of address the issues that are at hand that are highlighted in the report?
I do want to talk about the report itself. It's terrible. Every year we get together and pull together the homicides and talk about common themes. And what I appreciate about the report is that we put names to faces, and it's not, or we put names to numbers, and so it's not numbers. We're talking about actual people. And then we can take those actual people and help people make sense out of everything that's going on. And so, as hard as it is, I am grateful that we get to do this project every year and tell the stories of the ones that have been lost. We have the Teen Summit that happens every, usually around February. Well, it depends. But this year it's in February, and a teen summit is around teen dating violence and sexual assault comes up as well. And it's a bunch of youth coming together in one place, the majority of the youth who are involved as the ambassadors. They help plan the conference. And the majority of the presentations and the keynotes are the youth. And I love it. I love the youth. They set my heart afire, actually. And they remind me of why I do this work. And they remind me of when I'm not walking boldly enough because they are bold. And I'm following the youth. I will follow them any day. And so that's one. And then we have the Amplify Conference, which is a conference for advocates of color around the state. And they come together for a few days and their presentations. And it's like a reunion, and it's like a place of support and encouragement. And we have some pretty amazing speakers and amazing workshops. Those are some that I can really think of. I know that we do Foundations of Advocacy, where we train advocates on how to be great advocates. Our legal team does amazing work, whether it's around restraining orders or how to be an expert witness. They do amazing things, and they work with the court system to create a family handbook for dealing with it for family court and DV. And they do amazing work. I am so proud of the people that I work with and proud to work with them because of all the things that they do.